Your guest speaker for today is John Grubb.
We are studying basic facts of the faith, and we are discussing how to find the church Jesus built. The first identifying mark is, when did the church Jesus built begin? We can learn the answer to this question by studying the following scriptures. Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. Jesus says, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Jesus tells us in this passage that at this time, that is at the time Matthew 16, 18 and 19 is spoken, the church had not yet started, because Jesus said, "I will build my church." At the time Jesus made this statement, the church had not yet started. Also, in this passage, he tells us the kingdom and the church are the same, because he says to Peter, "I will build my church, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." In Mark 9 and verse 1, which is about the same time in the life of Jesus that he said Matthew 16, 18, and 19, he says, "Assuredly, I say to you, that there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God come with power." Mark 9 and verse 1. The kingdom had not yet come when Jesus made this statement, as recorded in Mark 9 and verse 1. He says, "There are some of you that are standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God present with power." The kingdom was still in the future. It was also still in the future when Jesus died on the cross, because Joseph of Arimathea, the person who buried Christ, was still waiting for the kingdom when Jesus died. Mark 15, verse 43. Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, coming and taking courage, went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Jesus told his apostles to stay in Jerusalem and wait for the power to come. When did Jesus tell his apostles to do this? After his resurrection and before his ascension into heaven. Luke chapter 24, verses 46 through 49. Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." In the account in Acts chapter 1, beginning in verse 5, the Bible records the words of Jesus, "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." And so, as the first chapter of the book of Acts closes, the church or kingdom had not yet come. Then in Acts chapter 5, verse 11, the Bible records, "So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things." We see in this passage, in Acts 5 and verse 11, the church had already started. Later, Paul wrote, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love." Colossians 1 and verse 13. So in Acts 5 and verse 11, the church was in existence. In Colossians 1:13, the kingdom was already in existence because Paul said Christians were conveyed, that is, past tense, into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Paul tells us in Colossians 1:13, the kingdom is already here. Even later, the Apostle John wrote, "I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ." Revelation 1 and verse 9. The kingdom had not yet started at the death of Christ, nor at the resurrection of Christ, not even at the ascension of Christ. But from Acts chapter 5, the church or kingdom was already here. The church started sometime between the death of Christ, between the resurrection of Christ, and Acts chapter 5. In order to find the time that the church began, we can turn to Acts chapter 2. It was the first Pentecost after Jesus rose from the dead in about AD 30 that Christ kept His promise to build His church. If a church had its beginning at any other time, it cannot be the church Jesus promised to build. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. So here are the apostles who received the power of the Holy Spirit just as Jesus had promised. Beginning in verse 14 of this chapter, Peter begins preaching the first gospel sermon to give people the opportunity to obey the gospel, to become Christians, and to enter into the church. He begins his conclusion in Acts chapter 2, verse 36. "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call." And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then verse 47, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So when did the church Jesus built begin? It began on the first Pentecost after Jesus rose from the dead, as recorded in Acts chapter 2. The time of Acts chapter 2 is about A.D. 30 in the first century. And any church that did not begin at this time cannot be the church Jesus built.